This morning we have a special treat for you. Our friend Bruce Bellinger is going to come and preach this morning. He's got a message entitled, Come, and we're going to show a video that he asked to show, and then we'll invite you to come forward. You can come up now if you want, but we'll show the video first.
Sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. Spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, then go in peace and laugh on glory's side, and fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Good morning. My message this morning is called Come On Down. Revelation 22:17 says, and the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. King James Version. This scripture comes from the last book of the Bible, the last chapter, and almost the last verse. Notice this one verse of scripture uses the word come three times. It must be one of God's favorite words. The number of uses of the forms of the English word come in the King James Version is 4,771. Come, 1,958. Comest, 29. Cometh, 576. Coming, 103. Comings, 1. Came, 2,076. Surely the Lord Jesus Christ wants everyone to come to Him. This is also the last invitation that we find in the Bible. John the Revelator was about to close up the book of Revelation when the Lord whispered to his heart, "Wait one more minute, John, before you close up the book. Let's give one more invitation to that lost and fallen world." So under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, John penned Revelation 22:17. I want to leave with you three reasons why I believe you should come to the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ if you're not saved. You need to accept Jesus as your personal Savior because the world certainly is going the wrong way. I believe that every man from every walk of life believes this. The lawyers, the preachers, the politicians, the farmers, and yes, even a small town, semi-retired barber believes this. They all believe that the world is going the wrong way, but it doesn't seem like anyone has the power to stop it. Of all the presidents that we have had, not one of them yet has given us the soul satisfaction that we long for. The reason I say this is the nations are still divided, families are still separating, newspapers are filled up with violence, insane acts, and hate. Sin is advertised on the radio, sin is advertised on the TV, sin is advertised on billboards, in magazines. Yes, the world is going the wrong way. People are using alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. People are living in a state of misery. Many marriages end divorce each year, even in the church. Divorce rate in America, 50% in 2009, a little bit less in 2012. Now, this is not the percent of divorces in that year, but it is the percentage of all marriages up to then that have ended in divorce by then. For first-time marriages, 41%. Second-time marriages, 60%. Third-time marriages, 73%. Many suicides are committed every day. Murder every few minutes, and people are getting dreaded diseases. Many abortions are performed every year. The Supreme Court turned around and legalized abortions, which is nothing but legalized murder, and God does not like this. Jesus said, "I come into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved." Jesus said in Revelation 1:5, "Unto him that loved us and was washed from us from our sins in his own blood." Friend, you need to come to Jesus because of his faithfulness, compassion, and his mercy. It is not his will that anyone should perish, but all should come to repentance. Get a new life. Jesus is the only way. God looked over the elements of heaven and said, "You wouldn't walk with me in the Garden of Eden, and you broke the Ten Commandments. The judges and the kings were a complete disappointment, and you killed the prophets, and you crucified my son." But God said, "I still love you." God said, "I am going to send one more into that lost and fallen world. One that cannot be touched with a stone or a club." He said, "I am going to send the third person of the Trinity, a person without a body. And when he comes, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgments to come. And the Holy Spirit came. And the Holy Spirit is here this morning also. I want to thank God for the faithfulness of His Holy Spirit. If we don't have revival in America, we are done for. If we don't have revival in our nation, we are done for. We need to realize that there is something really wrong with this world of ours. I say to you, revival could start here at Hayes Christian Church. Friend, if you are not saved, you ought to get saved. Why? Because the world is certainly going the wrong way. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every unsaved person ought to come to Jesus and make their peace with God. Why? Because the world is going to hell. The world is going the wrong way, and you need to hurry up and get in while the door to heaven is still open. The second reason you need to come to the Lord Jesus is because God's faithfulness to mankind. Peter said in 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." This means that it is not God's will for anyone to go to hell, but it is God's will for everyone to go to heaven. On March the 14th, 1982, the Holy Spirit began to deal with my heart again. I'm so glad I didn't reject Him any longer. I'm glad I opened up my heart and said yes to Jesus. The Lord came into my little heart and gave me something in my soul that I never ever had before in my life. I'm so glad that He was patient and long-suffering and did not cut me off suddenly in my transgression of sin. It is my prayer that if you have a spiritual need, that you will purpose in your heart and life that you would be what Jesus Christ would have you to be. Perhaps the Holy Spirit has spoken to you once. Perhaps He has spoken to you twice, or maybe even a dozen times. And each time you have rejected and rebelled against Him. And yet the Lord has been compassionate, merciful, has not cut you off suddenly in your transgression of sin. I say to you, there is a danger in trifling with the Holy Spirit. In the day that you hear His voice, harden not your heart. There is a danger of grieving the Holy Spirit away. Revelation 3:20, Contemporary English Version, says, "Listen, I am standing and knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will eat with you." I say to you, you need to come to Jesus. Why? Because of His faith, because of the faithfulness of God to mankind. The third reason you need to come to Jesus is because of the shortness of life and the certainty of death. Hebrews 9:27 says, "And it is appointed once to man to die." The little word "once" is spelled O-N-C-E. It is not spelled W-A-N-T-S, because no one wants to die. It is appointed unto man once to die. What does that mean? It means we are all in death row. We are all going to die. This is one thing that we know for sure. We just don't know when and need to be prepared for that time. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world in death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned, and the wages of sin is death." The Bible says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Life is just like a vapor. It appeared for a little time and then vanished away. Death is sure to come. Here we are today and gone tomorrow. The Bible indicates that someday we will die. Death has no respecter of persons. If you are not saved, you ought to get saved. Why? Were you to die today, where would you go? Would you go to heaven to be with the beautiful angels and the Lord? Or would you go to hell to be with demons, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth? Luke 16:24b says, "And send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Several years ago, there was a man from Dayton, Ohio. He was head foreman of the Sunshine Biscuit Company. Today, we will call him Raymond. Raymond seemingly had everything going for him. He had a beautiful, loving wife, two wonderful children, a car, a station wagon type with a wood grain that went down the sides. He had a very good job. He had some money in the bank. He had a two-story house, one like you used to see on the Leave It to Beaver television show. And he even had a small single-engine airplane. But Raymond was still a miserable, unhappy man. Why? Because when God made us, he put so much of himself within us that we won't be happy until we come in contact with him. The Lord has put eternity within our hearts. He is the only one that is able to fill up that empty, lonesome spot. The Bible says, strive to enter in. Don't be careless with your spiritual life. Don't take a chance. Strive to enter in. One morning, Raymond got up to go to work. He had his breakfast, bacon, eggs, toast, juice, kissed his wife goodbye, and started out the door. And then he discovered he didn't have a handkerchief. His wife told him, upstairs in the dresser drawer on the right-hand side is where you find the handkerchiefs. So he went up, opened the drawer, and got out his handkerchief. And there laying beside his handkerchiefs was his .38 caliber Smith & Wesson pistol. He picked it up and slipped it into his pocket. Raymond stopped at his kids' bedrooms and kissed them. He kissed his wife again. And he walked down the sidewalk, out through the white picket fence gate. He turned around and waved to his kids in the upstairs window, and he waved to his wife. He walked down the street about 5 blocks, turned right, went up the alley to the big Sunshine Biscuit Company. Raymond unlocked the door, turned on all the equipment, got the equipment running smoothly. He started the coffee maker, picked up the morning paper, and went into the restroom and locked the door. And with a bang and a flash, blood and brains splattered all over the wall. Some workers heard the shot and came and kicked down the door. There Raymond laid, smoking pistol in his right hand and eyes blazing out into space. Why? Why would this man do this? Blew himself out into hell for eternity. You might say that you would never ever do something like this. But I say to you, you don't know what you might do if you don't know God. I say to you that you don't know what you might do if you take a chance and grieve away the Holy Spirit. Raymond was careless and took too many chances with his spiritual life. I say to you, you don't know what you might do if or when you get your eyes off of Jesus. If you're not saved, you ought to come on down and get right with God. If you are not sanctified, you ought to come on down and get sanctified. If you are in a backslidden condition, you ought to come down and get reclaimed. You ought to purpose in your heart to be what God wants you to be. I say to you, come on down this morning and praise God for what he has already done for you. Revelation 22, 12 and 17, the temporary English version says, I am coming soon, and when I come, I will reward everyone for what they have done. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Everyone hears this should say, come. If you are thirsty, come. If you want life-giving water, come and take it. It's free. Friend, the price is right for you and me. God continues to offer without cost a relationship which feeds the soul, quenches the thirst, and satisfies to the uttermost. Delay in seeking the Lord can be fatal. God's invitation calls for action. Action now. Today is the day of salvation. Do not count on tomorrow. The one who has spoken these things says, I am coming soon. So, Lord Jesus, please come soon. I pray that the Lord Jesus will be kind to all of you. As Pastor Kevin comes with our invitation time, I say to you this morning, whoever will, for whatever need, for whatever reason, come on down. Come to Jesus.
You've been listening to a message presented at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.